our mothers and fathers throughout the land. And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command.
Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I want to share with you something I call Bob Dylan's Key to Great Parenting. Might be a surprising title. The subtitle is The Authority of Authenticity. Bob Dylan, the creator of classic folk and folk rock blues songs, has much to teach us about the raising of children as he himself rose to greatness. American society has drifted too far from the shores of truth in daily conversation. As Dylan tells us in a recent song, high water is all around us, but it's not the high water of deep truth. It's the rising water of a hard rain that Dylan metaphors as our coming consequence. Authenticity's depth has lost respect in the public forum and with grave consequences for our children. Dylan calls them masters of the bluff, the sold-out politicians, the ones seeking to be leaders by faking agreement at the expense of their own true voice. They're the biased to the point of insane popular radio ghosts who spew out vitriolic hatred all day and night as an escape, like a prison break from the uninteresting mind. They're the prestigious TV news anchors who avoid digging deeply into issues to preserve the high access that gets them high-profile celebrity. They're the most visible and audible among us, and they model the most unhealthy form of communication for children and adults, exploiting their license to kill character with put-downs that truly undermine family values, renting the very fabric of family ties. They are the diplomats with vacuum eyes. When Dylan says, money doesn't talk, it swears, he refers to those cogs that kowtow to the greed-based and power-mad interests who hire them, glossing over the truth, while the vast base of impoverished working poor families cannot even send their children to a decent neighborhood school. Are wars fought for profit or for human dignity? Does anyone really know? As we shall soon discuss, our children must suffer while politicians and other professional propagandists feed their audience of sheepheads on logical but debasing arguments of who is right or wrong, rather than using their positions of influence to contribute to the creation of a true and beautiful culture. As Dylan says in Volume 1 of his memoirs, referring to one of the more memorable authors that he read in his early years, when he claims that politics has taken the place of morality, he's not playing. All of this falsity in mass communication, this fast food for the intellect, sets an example for the families of our nation, turning the dialogue between husband and wife and parent and child into vehement debates that create division and foster competition in the family. The child's sacred heart feels this and is broken by it, and that turns the child into paths of rebellion. The healing will begin when we honor authenticity and strive to hear the truth behind the words. This will happen when individuals in the media who set the examples stop conflicting with their own heart and soul in their speech. Dylan demonstrates this type of deeply congruent communication, even in his most critical songs, if you listen deeply. Serious child behavior problems can be traced back to a serious conflict between parent and child. And these conflicts arise from a communication divide between parent and child. Exactly how this plays out will be made clear as we proceed. Let's see how the works of Bob Dylan, arguably the greatest communicator of his generation, can shed light on how parents can better reach, teach, understand, and raise their children. Dylan gives us a clue when, in the last scene of his most recent movie, Masked and Anonymous, he basically tells us, it's not only important to know what things mean, but also what things don't mean. Why is it important to know what things don't mean? and how does this pertain to parent-child communication? Dylan has a gift for presenting us with deepest meaning, which also confronts us with our inability to really know what anything means for sure. He says in one of his earlier songs, "To understand, you know too soon. There was no sense in trying." As a testament to Dylan's poetic genius, this line not only tells you what it has to say, it gives you the experience that it talks about. Is he saying that when you try to understand life, you inevitably come to the conclusion that all effort, all trying is futile? And that this revelation feels like it happens too soon because it presents the pang of disenchantment, if not the crushing blow of depression? Or is he saying that you realize that there is no sense in trying to understand, because if you go deep enough, you come to the conclusion, to the realization, that you really do not and cannot understand, not really? His line demonstrates his point, because we don't really know what he means by what he says, no matter how hard we try to understand his statement. Dylan speaks to us on multiple levels, and to those who listen deeply, this satisfies like real food, like manna from heaven. It shows us that we hunger for truth most of all. And yet, in another song, Dylan jibes, "Don't ask me nothing about nothing, because I just might tell you the truth." You see, while we hunger for truth, we're starving ourselves to death. How does this deeper level of insight relate to parenting? Well, parents become frustrated with their children when they don't understand their children, as if their children had the power to make the parents understand. When we lack understanding, we feel a lack of control. And this is where the conflict begins. If you really look at what angers you, it is that you don't know how to handle the situation. You don't really know the best thing or the right thing to do. Instead of accepting this, you lash out at your child as if the truth that you don't like is his fault. Why don't you like the truth? Because you believe that you need to have more control than you do. But that is just a belief that is causing all the trouble. What if you accepted that you really do not understand your child, nor what her behavior actually calls for? You'd stop beating yourself up for not knowing, and you'd stop berating your child for confronting you with the limits of your understanding. Instead of trying to run things as if you knew what you were doing, try calmly observing the situation, allowing the situation to teach you what you should or should not do about it. Try out your best options as experiments, but stop judging your child as wrong or bad because you truly do not understand what he is. In other words, just be real. Suspending your judgment long enough to be real allows the authenticity of the experience and of yourself and of your child to truly be. Entrusting your parenting to authenticity defines truly great parenting. And that is the essential parenting wisdom or key to parenting greatness that Dylan offers us. Dylan says in another song, "To live outside the law, you must be honest." What does he mean by that? Does he mean it in the Christian sense of rising above Mosaic law through a pure dedication to the Spirit, what Paul describes as circumcision of the heart? Or is he referring to the code of criminals in which one's very life depends on proving himself trustworthy? Does he mean to imply that the only way to live within the boundaries imposed by human-made law is to play the game that compromises integrity? These explanations may or may not be true, and we really don't know what he means. And yet, the line resonates at the root of our being because it conveys the deepest levels of understanding by sharing the writer's confrontation with the depth of human inability to know. We can try on any of these meanings and derive something really meaningful, and that further attests to the poet's greatness. For instance, for a parent to live outside the law, well, that might mean shifting his focus from the judgment of right and wrong to the practice of total self-honesty, which would obliterate the parent's sense of right or wrong. Instead of judging the child, or yourself for that matter, accept that at the deepest level, you really don't know what's going on. Just be real. To those who really listen, Dylan is the very emblem of authenticity, not of rebellion or of protest. He's not against lies. He's for truth. His work resounds with the thunder of it. He is the pure voice of it, with a voice unpolished and raw, and not in spite of his ambiguity, but largely because of it. Because the fact is, we really don't know. Just as a line from another of his songs calls out, "Something is happening, but you really don't know what it is, do you?" Parents try to hide their lack of certainty, the ambiguity of their perspective, out of a false sense of obligation to come across to their children as if they really know what they are talking about. Parents put on a mask to sound authoritative, but this just alienates the child, for children are deeply sensitive. They pick up on the hypocrisy, the fakery, the sham, and they resent it. But they adopt the model of it and lose touch with their authenticity in the process. Then all they have left to guide them is a lie. As Dylan writes in another song, "And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon." Is the poet referring to one's true voice, the expression of the authentic self that has been stolen? If so, then what remains is a beastly howl of longing, emptiness, pathetic helplessness. We don't want to do that to our children, do we? We don't want to do that to ourselves. When parents focus too much on control, they resort to falseness and begin stealing the child's true voice of the authentic self. The child then ends up hanging out in the streets till late in the evening, howling at the moon with his gang as he loses the wherewithal to really help himself. Give him back his voice by accepting your own. Your child's greatness is released only as he leads a deeply authentic life. There are no true tricks for speaking so your kids will listen. For communication to really work, it has to come from the heart. It has to be real. And you have to be a good listener. A good listener attunes to the real message, the true self, the true voice expressed from deep within. You have to deliver from your true voice and prove to your child that she can entrust you with her true voice. When you achieve that deep, caring, sensitive respect toward yourself and toward your child, the relationship releases the real greatness that is its potential. We all instinctively resist deceit, and we can feel it coming. The root of the matter with kids today comes down to the adults falling for the false security of the pretense of knowing it all, counting on illusory authority in preference to giving up control to the expression of authenticity, giving authenticity authority, trusting truth. The parent who believes that she must be in control turns her interactions with her child into manipulation, not bonding. The parent who is bonded to authenticity creates real bonding, and that bonds the child to authenticity. This supports the originality and releases the greatness in each of them. So what should you as a parent do when you feel out of control? Dylan says, "Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command." But they are not beyond the command of truth, of realness, of authenticity. That's all they really yearn for. As strange as it may seem, that is what the music of great rock and roll offers them that they cannot resist. Realness. Someone to really talk to. Someone to really talk. Someone to really listen. Listen to the true voice instead of focusing on what's wrong all the time. One who cannot accept his authenticity loses touch with the real nature of experience. Life becomes empty when it is lived superficially. Relating superficially with children turns them toward excessive behaviors for thrills. But there is nothing more thrilling or fulfilling than living in the power of authenticity. You cannot make your children do what you want, but you free their love through authenticity. You incarcerate their love by disconnecting from authenticity. It's hard to face the fact that you really don't know. Dylan says to this, "You ask me for an easy answer. Who are you that I should have to lie?" In other words, all answers to life's important questions are too easy and therefore false. You want to know what you should do about your child's behavior, but no one can tell you for sure. You have to pay attention and respond from your authentic self to the authentic event and then discover what happens. This cannot be known in advance. It's hard to face the fact that, as a parent, you don't really know what's best for your child. It's easier to live in the illusion and to project the illusion to your child that you do know, but that doesn't work. It can't work. It conflicts with truth. Regarding authenticity, Dylan ironically states metaphorically, "I make shoes for everyone, even you, but I still go barefoot." In other words, you figure out what I mean, hoping that it works, but I still live in the authenticity of having nothing figured out. You place a liner between you and reality, but I bear myself to the truth. Dylan trusted authenticity and arose to greatness. As you entrust your parenting to authenticity, you demonstrate great parenting. And the better you parent, the better the results. Parents who live authentically raise honest children. As you attune to your authentic self, you will recognize your child's authentic self and find that you have the authority of authenticity, or true authority, in your relationship. Your child will then listen to you as you really hear him. The parent who doggedly expects his child to obey does not really know if his child's blind obedience is truly in the child's best interest. All the parent knows is that it feels nice to feel that much in control. That is the sort of situation Dylan liberates himself from in his song, "I Ain't Gonna Work on Maggie's Farm No More," in which he writes, "I try hard as I can to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them." Notice here, as in the song's title, the poet cleverly breaks the rules of proper English to demonstrate his decision to depart from the tyranny of the customary in exchange for the freedom of pursuing his own voice. In one of his latest songs, Dylan writes, "You can never be greater than yourself. Parents want to believe that they are more than they are." Dylan calls this the disease of conceit. But you don't have to be more than yourself. You just have to be honest with yourself. You can't be greater than yourself by trying to be anyone but who you truly are. You are as great can be, through authenticity. Dylan takes authenticity so seriously that he rarely takes his own messages seriously, except in his gospel songs. All we can honestly say is that we really don't know what we're talking about. You can only know that you don't know, and even that gets hazy. He speaks cryptically, ironically, mysteriously, revealing the truth that the truth remains hidden, as in such lines as, "There's no success like failure, and failure is no success at all," and "Don't hate nothing at all except hatred." The truth flashes in a fleeting flicker of light, but then it hides in utter darkness. To apply this practically to parenting, let authenticity lead you, and you will demonstrate authentic leadership in your relationship with your child. Just pounding away at your child, barking out directions and corrections, closes the child to her true self, and that walls her off to her greatness. And fulfilling a great potential is the greatest source of joy, life, success, and well-being. Dylan, who has achieved greatness through an almost fanatic trust in and devotion to authenticity, gives us a way to greatness in parenting, and a way to release the greatness in our children. Dylan writes, "I could say that I'd be faithful. I could say it in one sweet, easy breath. But to you, that would be cruelty. And to me, it surely would be death." In other words, some levels of truth are just too deeply sacred to entrust to words, to encase in words. Verbalizing a pledge belittles the pledge when it comes from the authentic self. You have to trust the deepest level of love to wordlessness, to silence. The unsaid level says it best. You just have to be real for the deepest things to come across. And when your child receives from you those deepest things, the sparks of your essence, as it were, your child is most deeply nourished, strengthened, fortified at the soul level. Dylan reiterates and expands on this idea of the power of silence in his lines, "My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true, like ice, like fire." He's saying here again that true love, the love of authenticity, comes across through the very being of love, and true is what your child needs from you. To be faithful in parenting, as in anything else, is to be faithful to who you truly are. Ice freezes, fire burns, just be authentically who you are. Express yourself in a way that feels congruent to your deepest inner nature, even though it makes no sense. It's important to tell your child that you love him, but it is at least as important to be love. Are you caught up in control and competition with your child to the extent that you talk down to him and feel above him? This is an attempt to conceal your disrespect for yourself. The cure for that is to be authentically who you are and to stop trying to prove yourself. Just be yourself. Imposing ideals on your child, ideals that you cannot even live by, breaks your connection with your child, even as it breaks your connection with your true self. Imposing ideals leads to some form of violence because it pits us against the natural way of things. This is why so many parents seem so unnatural with their children. Before you direct, connect. Make connection more important than correction. Then there will be less to correct. And connection begins within yourself. You have to connect with the deeper levels of your experience to convey the true authority of authenticity. To truly be in charge, let authenticity be in charge of you. If you feel lost and want help in finding your authentic way, Dylan gives you a pointer in the lines, "Everybody's wearing a disguise to hide what they have left behind their eyes. But me, I can't cover what I am. Wherever the children go, I'll follow them." In other words, to authentically lead, first you must follow. Follow your child's authenticity. The child is of a purer heart, and therefore more innocent of the false covering learned in the world. Observe and respect your child's authenticity. The child is naturally led by authenticity, and naturally follows authentic leadership with true love of the authentic. Through courageous, unrelenting self-honesty, you will command your child's highest level of respect, love, and truly responsible self-conduct. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week.